You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Democrats divided. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. More Democrats than not in Congress have said they support President Biden's reelection campaign, but another member of the House now says he should drop out, and a senator says he could lose by a lot.
New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill becoming the seventh House Democrat to call on President Biden to step aside as the party nominee. House and Senate Democrats discussed their concerns in separate meetings behind closed doors Tuesday. Texas Congressman Mark Vesey says it's the president's decision to make about staying in the race, but
I do think that there would be stronger candidates would be more likely to beat Trump at this point.
Colorado's Michael Bennett became the first Senate Democrat to publicly raise concerns about President Biden's ability to beat former President Trump in November. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, quote, "I'm with Joe." On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump says he doesn't care who he runs against this morning on the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox News Radio.
No, I don't care if it's him or somebody else. It's also policy. It's more about policy than anything else. And these radical Democrats are all radical. Everyone that they're talking about is a radical left lunatic. And whether it's Biden or whether it's somebody else, I think it's the same.
The former president has called NATO obsolete. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the NATO summit in D.C.
I expect that regardless of the outcome of the U.S. elections, the U.S. Will remain a strong and staunch NATO ally.
NATO allies have reportedly reached agreement on a summit declaration pledging to continue to support Ukraine, including a path to membership. 23 dozen deaths are reported in an Israeli airstrike at a school-turned-shelter in southern Gaza. The United Nations says the fourth strike on or near a school in 4 days. The Israeli military says it used precise munition to target a terrorist from Hamas's military wing. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Hump day for you people looking forward to the weekend. It's always great to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. It is a Matthew James business tax reduction hotline, MatthewJames.com. Check out John Blanchett and my friends at Matthew James. All right, we'll join Attorney General of the great state of Louisiana, Ms. Liz Murrow. Liz, how you been?
I've been good. It's good to talk to you, man.
Well, it's the middle of summer, and you don't have to tell me it's hot, Liz, like everybody's talking about, because it's summer, and it's hot like this every year. So you don't even have to tell me it's hot.
Yep, it's hot. It's going to get hotter. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
By the way, happens every year. Always has, always will. Hey, yep. All right, Liz, so we passed a bill, permitless gun law, which people can carry a gun without going to government saying, you know, concealed carry without saying, hey, I need a permit. So it passed. Our legislature spoke, the governor spoke, they signed a bill, and New Orleans seems part of it don't want to play by the laws that's been written. And I noticed that they're trying to go around the law, which is the law of the land. What's going on? Can you kind of tell us what's happening? I mean, I read stuff in the paper, but I don't trust none of them. So what's going on with all this?
Well, you know, my phone kind of blew up the day that New Orleans, the chief of police decided to have a press conference announcing that they were going to designate a precinct that's on Royal Street, right near, really very close to the Louisiana Supreme Court building and the Monteleone Hotel and the Omni, and declare it basically a school, a VOTEC school. And my phone started ringing, and people were asking me, can you just declare a police department a VOTEC school? And the answer to that question is no. Mm-hmm. The law specifically exempts law enforcement from gun-free school zones. So, I, you know, not only that, but, I mean, they were just trying to have a workaround on the law, and it's not actually a school. I mean, I am going to go and visit with them, and I'm going to talk to them some more. But I've made it very clear that you can't just declare yourself a school and create a gun-free school zone.
I didn't think you could. I mean, the law is the law. Now, this law that was passed, there's exemptions in the fact that there are places you cannot carry a concealed weapon, right?
Well, that's right. There are some places you can't carry a concealed weapon, but open in the community in that area is not one of the exemptions. So
I didn't think so.
You know, that New Orleans is concerned. Like, they have a legitimate concern about losing a tool that law enforcement had previously used when they would see somebody carrying a weapon and they could ask to see your permit. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people down there who were felons in possession of weapons, and they still need to enforce those laws. But they no longer can just ask you why you're carrying a gun because it doesn't violate any law. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand the problem. Their solution was not the right solution to it. And you can't just all of a sudden, you know, just declare a police precinct a VOTEC school and all of a sudden kick into play all of the gun-free school zone laws.
Yeah,
those are federal and state, by the way. So,
by the way, Liz, they're trying to declare a whole block. I mean, normally it's a school or something like that, but is all this area real close to each other?
It's a 1,000-foot radius. It's a 1,000-foot radius for a gun-free school zone. There are some exemptions in the law that apply to having a gun in your home, having a gun in your car. But I mean, look, we've got a lot of issues in New Orleans with not actually enforcing the laws where we have found felons in possession of weapons. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there was a big dust up last year after Mardi Gras when a number of people were caught who shouldn't have been carrying weapons, and they were just, you know, given basically get out of jail free cards by the person who was reviewing those cases for charges at the district attorney's office, Emily Ma. And, you know, the whole thing, they should prosecute the felons who are in possession of weapons, for starters. Yeah. I think that, you know, we need to go after the people who are known actual criminals and enforce the law against them before we start, you know, creating criminal liability for law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, it's just I keep saying this, and God bless New Orleans, but you can't. I mean, the law is the law. You can't make. I don't think you can. You can't make laws for some part of the state that don't affect the other part of the state. Am I correct when you're talking about state laws? I mean, it's either a state law, everybody follows it, every city follows it, or we don't.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think you can put exceptions that would apply generally around the state. There is such a thing as a special law that would apply to a particular region.
Sure.
But there's also requirements under the Constitution about how you pass a special law. So, I think generally speaking, there is no exemption for the city of New Orleans in the law. And if they need that and the legislature is willing to give them that, then they need to go have that done as a matter of law passed by the legislature. What they were trying to do was basically create their own exemption. Mm-hmm. And that's not how this works. They can't just say, well, we don't like that law. We're not going to comply with it. We're going to come up with this kind of backdoor way to work around having to comply with the law.
Okay, but what happens now? They saying they can, you saying they can't, you got the law on your side. Is this something you got to take them to court? Is this a court fight? What happens
well,
next?
Well, I talked to the chief of police, and I am going to go and meet with her. I've asked them to kind of pause this you know, ill-founded plan. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, because what they're doing is attempting to presumptively create felonies and misdemeanors under state law. I think it's a misdemeanor. Under federal law, I think it's a felony. Mm-hmm. For violators. And, you know, they've got enough felons who are in possession of weapons that they can go after without having to go after law-abiding citizens who find themselves now in the midst of their designated gun-free school zone, which really isn't one. I mean, and we could talk about that for a second. I mean, a VOTEC school actually falls under the supervision of one of our higher education boards. Mm-hmm. So that didn't happen. I mean, there is no way to enroll in this VOTEC school. There is no way to get your top scholarship and make Title IX complaints. And I mean, it's not a school.
Okay.
So they could create one. I mean, I would be clear about that. If they wanted to actually start a school in the French Quarter, they could do that. I mean, they just need to go through the proper channels to start a real school instead of trying to create a backdoor to this law.
Yeah, the media is claiming that this is a court battle, inevitable court battle. Do you think it's inevitable that the courts will decide? And I don't understand why the court's going to get involved for the simple reason the law is the law. It's a state law. This is not something that was written. If it would have been written in the law that except for New Orleans, except for the French Quarter, except for this place, I get it. But that's not how it was written. So, and if it goes to court, are we looking at something that drags out for weeks, months, years? Or what? How does that work?
I mean, look, the first time they arrest somebody for violation of this non-existent school zone, mm-hmm. that person's going to challenge it and say, you know, you arrested me for violating something that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So I believe that they are going to pause. I do not believe they're going to be arresting people for violating their supposed gun-free school zone. I have asked the chief to pause it. I believe that they do care about people's civil rights, and they're not going to be out enforcing this law against people who don't even know that they are in this proposed school zone. And to be clear, it's not one. It is not a school.
Okay, but when you say that, is this the mayor? Is this the police chief? The chief of police. I mean, where is this coming from exactly? Who's saying that we're going to do this?
Not entirely clear. I mean, okay. I saw a press conference, and the press conference had the district attorney present. It had Morris Bart, who apparently has been giving them legal advice.
That ain't never good.
That's a whole conversation in itself.
Yeah, that ain't never good right there.
You know, the chief told me that she did care about making sure that they weren't going to violate people's rights. They are under, you know, a consent decree that is being supervised by a federal judge. I just don't have a lot of confidence that that is a particular mechanism that's going to be used to block this.
Hey, but when I read it, Liz, when I read it, I could not determine who was stepping up. Chief of police, sheriffs, DA, mayor. Who was the one behind this? Who was stepping up behind all this?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. The people who are going to be out there arresting people are the police.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I mean, this falls on the shoulders of the chief of police. I think she knows that. I mean, in my conversation with her, she understood very clearly that if there's a lawsuit, it's going to be filed against her, not against the district attorney or Helena Moreno or Morris Bart. I mean, it's the person who will get sued is the person who is enforcing it, and that would be the chief and those police officers who are out there purporting to enforce a gun-free school zone. So I think they have a lot of other things to do in New Orleans besides this. You know, I mean, the people who are bringing, the law-abiding citizens who are bringing a gun with them to the city of New Orleans, like me. I mean, those people are doing that because of the crime in New Orleans.
Yep.
They want to be able to protect themselves.
Yep.
So, you know, the way to fix this is for them to address crime in New Orleans and for there to be accountability for those people who are committing crimes. We had a woman who was shot in the French Quarter just recently, killed by three individuals. Two of them were juveniles. One of them was 15, and he has a lengthy violent history.
Yeah, Liz, you got to
been out on the street.
You got a few more minutes where I can take a quick break and come back just for maybe 5 or 6
I
minutes.
Do.
Okay, let me come back. I want to go back to that, and then I got a couple of questions off of that. Her name is Liz Murrow. She is our attorney general, talking about what's going on in New Orleans, trying to go around a law. Blake Miguez is going to join us after the 9:30 hour. He's the one to help get the law passed. So we'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Liz Murrow, my special guest. She is our attorney general, of course, newly elected, battling a little bit of stuff in the New Orleans area. Liz, I want to go back because I had to interrupt you because I had to take a break about the death with the juveniles. And go back to that. Then I got some questions off of that.
Okay, well, you know, I've been looking into that, and there are a lot of things that are wrong there. I mean, I have some information that I'm still working on confirming that indicates that these people were immigrants and that their immigration status is questionable. We're just trying to follow up on all of those leads, but this 15-year-old who has been pointed to by the other two individuals as the shooter. Mm-hmm. has a lengthy violent history. He was wearing a deactivated ankle bracelet, and he had been in trouble and been in front of a juvenile judge already for violating the terms of his release on the prior violent charges. So there's just no reason why this individual should have been on the street at all. And so there's a lot of things wrong there, and I've opened an investigation for starters into the ankle monitoring process and contracting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Liz, you mentioned about carrying a gun. This law is really written for good people. This law is really written for people to have a chance. You mentioned you brought it because you're worried about what could happen. That's what the law is written for. This law is not written for the bad guy or the bad lady because they're going to do what they want to do anyway. They do. If they don't mind shooting somebody, killing, robbing, they don't care about a law. So really, when you look at this law for carry, constitutional carry, this comes straight from the Constitution. And that's why it's so important. Good people can now have a chance. You have no chance if you can't defend yourself. None. And let's face it, the police can't be everywhere with everybody. But the bad people, they figure out how to hurt people, rob people, in this case, shot somebody. And they got their ankle bracelet off, so they must have known how to do something. But they're bad people. Wouldn't you agree that this, really, constitutional carry is about the good people having a chance?
Well, it is. And, I mean, look, we our permit requirement was not super rigorous. In some states, it is. In our state, you know, it wasn't super rigorous. I had a concealed carry permit. I went to a class to obtain it. I think I really didn't have a problem with our concealed carry law. I think that I don't have a problem with the new law. I think that what New Orleans has a problem with is criminals. And why they also have a problem with not having enough law enforcement on the street and having the people who are on the street be handcuffed by the consent decree that's overseen by a federal judge. And so that leaves all of us frequently to have to defend ourselves. And that's what the Second Amendment is about. It's about you being able to defend yourself. And, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that open carry was not against the law. So you could open carry.
Sure, sure.
What you needed the permit for was concealed carry.
Well, I tell you what, Liz, try to walk down a road with a gun on your hip and see how people freak out.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? They freak out. Even though you could do it, try to do that and see if people wouldn't freak out. I'm different. I don't care who has a gun if they're on the good side. I'm more worried about the one carrying a gun that's bad. And so since we don't know, somebody said, well, you have a shootout at the OK Corral. You got a chance then. If somebody pulls a gun and nobody else has a gun, you have no chance.
Yeah, I mean, gun-free school zones don't have exemptions for concealed carry permits either. I mean, that still goes way beyond what even we would have had under the prior law, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you had a lot of people carrying in New Orleans who had concealed carry permits. I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that under the New Orleans Police Department's policy that they just tried to implement, that would have created anybody. They don't even have signs up, by the way. I mean, you know, there was a school in that area. I looked at the map, and I have never in my life seen a posted area in New Orleans in the French Quarter anywhere that said there was a school there.
Yeah. Wow.
So I don't know I think that this is an ill-conceived plan, and I have cautioned them that they will be violating people's rights if they're enforcing it, and they're inviting a civil rights lawsuits against the police department, which, you know, has already been in trouble for that. So I think they're going to take a breath. I'm going to go talk to them, and, you know, if they wish to start a VOTEC school that will teach carpentry and plumbing and how to do work on historical buildings down in the French Quarter, then they can knock themselves out and they can go do that. But they've got to go through the proper channels to actually create a school.
Yeah, I know, but it's just amazing. I mean, this is a law that was just passed. You know what I'm saying? This is a law that was just passed, and they're already trying to go against it. And to me, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Why don't we enforce the laws that we have against the felons?
Yeah, good. That's an even better point.
Let's start there. Yeah. You know, I mean, you will have fewer people that feel the need to carry down there if they feel like it's safe. But, you know, when you've got juveniles and, you know, 4,000 warrants, according to the chief of police, that haven't been acted upon.
Yeah.
For people with known violations of their release, and the police don't have the resources to go and pick them up, and then you are handcuffing the ability of people who are law-abiding to protect themselves, and you don't have enough police on the street. I mean, they're creating an environment that is ripe for the criminals, not the safety of, you know, of the people who aren't.
By the way, people that come from out of state can carry as well. It's just our law now, right?
Well, we have reciprocity, I think, with a lot of states. And so there are some, you know, you have to check those laws whenever you go to another state.
No, but I'm saying if people come here, people come here, they're okay.
Right, that's right.
Okay, yeah. I figured if you went to another state, you you got to check their laws because they're going to all be different. Hey, Liz, I got to go. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Bye.
All right, Liz Murrow, our state AG, folks, battling with New Orleans over a law that's pretty damn good law. Bel Air was never allowed this. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Want to remodel your bill?
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's really stirred up. You pass a law. You get a law passed. You got the right governor to sign it. Most people are excited. They want to be protected when they go to New Orleans, anywhere, though. It's not just New Orleans. And all of a sudden, you got people that are trying to resist the law that was passed by the legislature. Senator. I like saying that. Senator Blake Meekins is a special guest, a guy who spearheaded all this, who, by the way, is a, I call him a professional shooter, and he is. He does it on the side, and he can really shoot a gun. He understands it. Do you like me calling you Senator Meekins? Is that okay?
Moon, you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. Same goes for you, I'm sure.
No, I call you Senator because I just like I told Alan Seaball, just got a nice ring, and I hope everybody enjoys hearing that as much as I do. Let's put it that way.
Well, we worked very hard in the election, and we had an overwhelming victory, and we're very humbled by that fact. And when I was on the campaign trail, I said I was going to hit the ground running when I got to Baton Rouge for the people of Iberia, St. Martin, and Lafayette Parish, as well as the entire state, and that's exactly what I did. And when we went into a crime session, my first bill out was constitutional carry, which is a historic piece of legislation that we put into place. It went effective last week on July 4th, which is a perfect time to put that in place because it embodies our commitment to individual liberties and our natural right of self-defense. And Governor Jeff Landry on the campaign trail and becoming governor, you rightfully identified that crime is a major problem in Louisiana. We have three of our cities that are ranked some of the most dangerous in the country. And he said, we're going to stand firm on law and order. and we're going to address the issue. And I had a conversation with him. I said, how? I know you're going to address the issue with, you know, empowering law enforcement and giving and focus on victims' rights and consequences. But what about empowering our citizens and trusting our citizens with their natural right of self-defense that's, you know, ingrained in our Constitution, with the right to increase public safety and give them the ability to defend themselves and their loved ones? And what I'm talking about, Moon, is the Second Amendment to the Constitution. And we passed this law, which is a law in 28 other states, including all of our neighboring states. Remember, Governor John Bel Edwards had vetoed this legislation in prior years. And we went into an override session at the time. The Senate was unsuccessful in overriding him in that veto, as well as some other important social issues. Well, we came back. I brought this legislation, and it passed overwhelmingly in the House and the Senate. And we were proud to have a signing ceremony for it. And we made sure that the law didn't go into effect until July, because it gave us the opportunity when we came into the regular session, which we just got out of in June, to make any kind of changes that we needed to make and clean the legislation up. And I can tell you that I worked very hard during the regular session and brought a number of bills that address the constitutional carry legislation with the focus on making sure that constitutional carry was in line with concealed carry permit on the responsibilities and the prohibited places and what you can and can't do with a firearm. And for your listeners out there, if you're wondering, what is constitutional carry? Well, constitutional carry says that a law-abiding adult in Louisiana can conceal carry a firearm for their self-defense purposes. You don't have to ask government for permission for your rightful right in the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and you can carry that firearm in public. But you also have to abide by the same rules and duties. And if you need more information on where you can and can't carry, and some of the examples are you can't carry on a school property or in a jail, or you have to a duty to inform an officer if you're pulled over and it's an official encounter. You can't be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. All that information can be found at lsp.org's website. That's our Louisiana State Police website. But we put this legislation in place. We worked very hard on it. We had overwhelming support in the legislature, Moon. The governor agreed. We get back and we find out that New Orleans, instead of embracing this new law, and they have one of the most serious crime problems in the entire state, they're trying to find ways to create more gun-free zones and to work around this great piece of legislation that we wrote. And did you hear what they're doing down there, Moon?
Yeah, I had Liz on. She was kind of explaining a little bit of what was going on. But go ahead. Blake. I got you on for a reason, too.
So what they did was they decided that they had a, I can't remember the exact precinct, they had a police station right in the French Quarter. And they unilaterally decided that they were going to identify it as a vocational school, because under the law, and it's the one gap in constitutional carry and constitutional and concealed carry, because it's a federal law issue that within 1,000 feet of a school zone, mm-hmm. you can't carry in the constitutional carry, but you can in the concealed carry, because there's a federal law that's not allowing us to make the change at this point in time.
Yeah.
So they got crafty and decided by making this police station a vocational school, it would create a 1,000-foot gun-free zone around the French Quarter. And they truly believe that gun-free zones will make their community safer. I mean, we read about murder after murder. And like we read about a young lady that was a tour guide down there, was murdered in her car in that same area. Moon, criminals don't follow the law. We know that.
Yep.
They're carrying in these gun-free zones, and they're looking for their next prey, which is an innocent victim and a law-abiding citizen. Why wouldn't we allow that innocent victim or future victim to conceal carry a firearm for the protection of themselves and their loved ones? Gun-free zones don't work. They don't make our community safer, because they put law-abiding citizens on an uneven playing field with these criminals. And my recommendation to the folks out in New Orleans and those officials who are far left and following national Democratic policies, right, Moon?
Yep.
My advice to them is embrace this new law. Look at the statistics. In Ohio, the Attorney General there released a study that showed that in 8 of their major cities, after constitutional carry law was put into place, crime went down in 6 of those cities. It works.
Yeah.
The other thing I would encourage them to do is enforce and prosecute the current criminals that you're arresting and stop coming after the law-abiding Second Amendment folks across this great state that just want to defend themselves. And I can tell you, when you look at it, Moon, and I'm sure our Attorney General, Liz Murrow, she does a great job, she went through the law. If you look at Revised Statute 17-1871, it requires the Board of Supervisors to supervise and manage all vocational schools in the state. So I said, well, I'm a senator. I'm going to reach out to the head of the Louisiana community technical college system and find out, you know, what arrangements have been made. He had no idea they were creating a vocational school there. That leads you to believe that they didn't do their homework.
Well, let me ask you a question, Blake.
School,
yeah, one of the things that I want you to mention, though, is go ahead, finish.
Yeah, well, in order to have a vocational school, you also have to have a relationship with the Federal Department of Education because you got to do grants and Pell Grants and all these other things. They just unilaterally declared that a vocational school, and I'm telling you, Moon, looking at it, it's very concerned. I'm sure the Attorney General agrees with my position. It likely does not need to meet the definition for the exception to Louisiana Revised Statute 1495-6, which says that you can't carry a firearm in a school zone, and they list vocational schools. This is not a vocational school under the law, and I just don't think it's going to work. They said that they're going to prove to the Attorney General that it will work. I'm very concerned. I'm doubtful. I just think it's a work around the law, and they should use all their resources, stop having these dog and pony show press releases, to make those who are scared of guns have some, you know, emotional, you know, feel, have a feeling of emotional safety. Provide them with some real safety and focus on enforcing and prosecuting. Key word to your listeners out there: prosecuting violent criminals, because they have a George Soros DA down there who just doesn't prosecute criminals. And the New Orleans Police Department barely answers the phone. That's why we had to send the New Orleans state troopers down there, and we had to fund it with your state tax dollars to get that community back safe again. We just need those locals to do their job and to start respecting our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, one of the things, Blake, and I'm going to take a break. I want to come back and ask you, because we're going to go ahead and take a break, is this is about people being protected and being able to protect themselves. That's what this is about, all about this. And I don't think the people down there understand that. Let me take a break. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Senator Blake Miguez, my special guest. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released the one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
You probably already know.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show, Hump Day, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607 is the number. You can always email me, moon@moongraffon.com, moon@moongraffon.com. Senator Blake Miguez, my special guest. Blake, one of the I know you enough to know, and you've been fighting for this. One of the things I want you to explain to people is this is about the people. This is for people to be protected. This is for people that already have the right, being told you definitely got the right in Louisiana, that if you go most places, not every one of them, you got to look, but most places, you have a right to carry, because we know the bad guys are going to carry. But, man, I never feel uncomfortable with somebody with a gun unless they're evil. And a lot of times you don't know who that is. But it makes sense to have people around you that know what they're doing with a gun and the fact that, they can carry. And if something breaks out, you know, a gunfight at the OK Corral is good with me, because the other way you're killed, you're dead. People shoot you and kill kids and everything else. So this kind of gives the rights, or should I say doesn't give it the rights, but backs up the right of the Constitution that you can protect yourself in these places that you go.
Well, Moon, it's important to point out how historic it was in Louisiana this year that this law came into effect on July 4th, which is our Independence Day. And if you remember when our founding fathers got together and sacrificed so much for the birth of this great country, and they wrote in that Declaration of Independence, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They refer to a natural right of self-defense, and it's a God-given right. And it's protected in our Constitution under the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which says that those rights shall not be infringed. Now, when the Second Amendment has been tested through recent years in the Supreme Court, and you look at the Heller case, and I think that was 2008-2009 time frame, it talks about that, yes, the Second Amendment is our right to defend ourselves. And someone who lives in a city has the same right to defend themselves as someone who lives in a city.
Blake, you're kind of breaking up on me. You're moving around, you're kind of breaking up on me. You started breaking up a little bit.
Well, what I was saying was, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, better now. I can hear you better now.
In the Heller case, in the U.S. Supreme Court held that we have a right of self-defense, and those individuals that live in a city and an urban area both share that same right, although that right is used for a different purpose of self-defense. And a good example of that is defending yourself against wildlife versus defending yourself against gang violence. Then later on in just recent years, there's the Bruin case, which says that that right of self-defense extends past your driveway into the public sphere, and we have a right to conceal carry firearms in public. And what the reason why we have those rights is because it's our God-given natural right of self-defense that's protected by the U.S. Constitution. And the reason why law-abiding citizens carry guns is just like you said, Moon. They don't want to hurt anybody. They pray to never have to use that firearm, but they sure want it when they need it, when a violent criminal is there to threaten them or their families. And as we're seeing in cities like New Orleans, that happens on a regular occasion. And there's other cities in Louisiana that face that same harsh reality. And by creating more gun-free zones, these local elected officials are not solving the problem. But, Moon, I want to point to another law that sort of got overlooked that I passed in the recent session that's got a lot of attention recently. And it's the law that I passed that updated the preemption of state law that deals with firearms. Because, as you know, New Orleans is also trying to claim that they have a local ordinance that basically restricts the carrying of firearms in the entire city. Well, it's very fortunate we passed Act 59 in the recent legislative session, which said that state law preempts local ordinances as it relates to firearms. What that means for your listeners out there is that we local elected officials in these local cities can't pass a law in regards to your firearm rights that are more restricted than the state level. And the reason why we have that law in the place is for someone like myself who lives in New Iberia, or someone who lives in Shreveport or Monroe or Lake Charles, who's traveling to cities like New Orleans, know that there's one set of consistent laws. We know where we can and we can't carry, because we never want to criminalize a law-abiding citizen for exercising his natural right of self-defense. And again, another bill that was opposed by the entire Orleans delegation, but we passed that into law. And Orleans is kicking and screaming right now, but as of August 1st there in the city, their local ordinance will be expired by this Act 59, and they will have to follow the law just like the entire state and empower their citizens to defend themselves and their loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a battle. I had Liz on earlier, and I was reading that what they want to do is get it in a court. And that's basically what this is for. This is to get it in a court, and hopefully the court will rule that the law is unconstitutional, not the one you're talking about, but them dealing with this. That's the only chance the left ever has. They got to get it to court. They've got to find the right judge that will rule in their favor. And that's the battle y'all got to have, Blake. Yeah. As Liz said, she's ready to go to court, but she's hoping we don't have to because she's going to meet with them. She's trying to explain all this stuff.
It's the strategy from the left. When you don't have the majority in the will of the people, you go to court, find a liberal venue, and then it costs taxpayers millions of dollars to defend their constitutional rights. At the end of the day, we find that these like this law will be held constitutional. But not only is there the Second Amendment of the Constitution, but if you look at our current Louisiana Constitution, it says that our Second Amendment rights are protected by the highest standard of strict scrutiny. We passed that over a decade ago, and the people voted on that overwhelmingly into law. So we're very much a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution state. And while I'm on the line, I also want to tell the listeners out there about another important law, and it's a great segue to talk about education. Even though you can carry a firearm without needing formal education or permission from the government, I still recommend all you listeners out there who are interested in carrying a firearm to understand the law, to go out there and get a firearm safety class, and to take it upon themselves to practice with their firearms and become proficient with them. Because if you still have interest in getting a concealed carry permit, there are some benefits. You don't have to go through the background check. You're instantly approved because you had previously had a background check. You get reciprocities with additional states across this great country. And most importantly, I passed Act 2 of the Special Crime Section, which says that you have a statutory, the first in the country, a statutory civil immunity in a self-defense shooting if you have a concealed carry permit. If you were cleared of any crime, it was a rightful self-defense shooting, and you've not found to be grossly negligent, the attacker or his family can't sue you for the damages that you caused to him for defending yourself. A great piece of legislation. It gives some confidence and some security to those who are carrying firearms, but it only applies to law enforcement, military, and those who have a concealed carry permit holder. Mm-hmm. So if you're carrying constitutionally, you don't have this extra privilege. So we're asking individuals to look into the concealed carry permit process because there's a lot of great information that you can get there. But we never want to require that on someone to have the ability to carry their firearms. Okay. It's just something that we're encouraging.
Okay, I'm gonna change the gear just for a couple minutes. I know you just recently competed in shooting contests, and you've been doing it this summer. How are we doing? How you doing in your competition? Because I am curious.
We're getting back into it. As you know, I had a vigorous campaign I ran for the last 2 years, and I was fortunate enough that the people rewarded me and the governor with a first-round victory. So my goal is to try to compete in South Africa at the end of 2025 in the USA shooting team. As you know, I previously competed in Thailand, and our team received a silver medal there that I helped achieve. So there's a four qualifiers that you shoot. I missed the first one because I was campaigning. I shot the second and third, had some great scores. I've got one left this fall, and I'm trying to get one of the four positions on that team to compete on the USA team. And so we have a great shot at getting it. It's been very challenging because we had a vigorous 5 months of legislative session where I was fighting hard for the people. But I can tell everyone out there, if you're wondering if I still shoot, yes, I still shoot very competitively.
But what's you say you got a chance. How many people are you competing against for a spot?
Well, there's a ton of people that have an opportunity. They add all the points up together at the very end. I mean, it's hundreds of people that compete in each division in the U.S. are trying to get this spot. Back in 2010, I don't know if you know this, I'm a former world champion and a former national champion.
Yeah, I knew it.
Obviously not I'm not the top rank anymore because my political career involves a lot of hard work at the Capitol. But I can tell you, I'm still ranked probably top 10 in the world, top five, top 10 in the world in that division that I'm competing in. So it just depends how much training time I get over the summer. Look, I'm hitting the range on a regular basis again, and putting some rounds down range. And I even have a virtual setup now where you can shoot virtually and train at your home. So I'm getting back on the trail and hopefully I'll make the U.S. team and I can go to South Africa. Wow. Represent the greatest country in the world.
When do they decide, when do you know if you make the team?
We'll know probably January 1st of next year.
Well, look, let me know.
1 year out.
We just like to know if you definitely. Make it. That'd be a, whether you make it or not, I'd like to know.
Yeah, we're working hard. I can tell you that it's funny. Right. We lost to the segment's over. Yeah, look, it was great being on the show, Moon.
Okay.
If you need something, let me know. All but remember, we're fighting hard for the citizens at the
I may need you when I travel around just to kind of cover my back. That's all. Anyway, I got to go.
Well, if you've still been around this long, I think you're pretty safe.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back.
Glenn Lachlan.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Opening arguments this morning at Alec Baldwin's trial. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The actress charged with involuntary manslaughter for an on-set shooting death in 2021.
The defense will say that on the set of Rust, when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot, he had no way of knowing that there was a live round in that gun and therefore cannot be held responsible. Prosecutors will say he was negligent and reckless in pointing that gun directly at the cinematographer. They will not, however, be able to refer to his role as a producer and infer any responsibility for a general lack of safety standards, as some witnesses have alleged.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Santa Fe, New Mexico. President Biden this hour is meeting with a group of labor union leaders in D.C. before NATO summit events this afternoon and then a dinner this evening.
Denmark and the Netherlands are in the process of donating American-made F-16s to Ukraine, the leaders say in a joint statement with President Biden. That process is underway, and Ukraine is expected to be flying the warplanes this summer. Belgium and Norway are also committing to provide aircraft, the statement says. NATO leaders are meeting here in Washington this week at the Coalition Summit, celebrating the 75th anniversary for the alliance. President Biden also announced a major donation of air defense capabilities for Ukraine that includes Patriot missile systems. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, seven House Democrats out of 213 saying publicly President Biden should end his reelection campaign. Former President Trump says it doesn't matter to him who the Democrats are running against him. It's more about policy than the person. The Republican convention starts Monday in Milwaukee, and there's no running mate yet.
You know, in the old days, they did it during the convention, and it kept the convention very exciting, actually. So we'll see about that.
It was on the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio. The Cook Political Report forecast has Trump gaining ground in six states. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Imagine battling cancer and actually beating it. You feel like you've just come out of the woods, only to discover you're about to go over another cliff. Hi, I'm Kathy Bates, and as a 2-time cancer survivor, I can tell you nothing prepared me for the challenge of lymphedema, a chronic disease often brought on by cancer treatment that compromises the lymphatic system and leads to a lifetime of severe swelling and pain. Lymphedema, LE, affects more Americans each year than AIDS, Parkinson's, MS, muscular dystrophy, and ALS combined. Yet with proper treatment, it can be managed or even prevented. That's why I urge everyone facing a cancer diagnosis to be your own best advocate. Discuss LE with your doctor before undergoing surgery. With patients and doctors working together, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day on Hump Day. Hump Day, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, you can also email me, moon at moongriffon.com, moon at moongriffon.com. I was kind of going through my news reads in the morning, and I just get a kick out of watching. So, and by the way, I'm running to this all the time. I had a friend of mine tell me this morning that, you got to admit, Moon, it's hotter than we were young. We're about the same age. And I try to explain to him, but man, the PR on the heat is freaking unbelievable what they've done to this country. Yesterday, news story, I had to get up and walk out. My wife says, where you going? I said, I'm not watching the news because there ain't no news. It's all about the weather. And they have pumped this in people that I would have never thought would have bought into the lies and the BS. And it just, when I say it drives me crazy, it really don't. I got a life. God gave me a life. Okay? This ain't my home. This is just where I'm temporarily. But I just listen. I'm not that smart, folks. I'd be the first to admit it. But when people tell me that, I just think, this is idiotic. This has gotten to the idiotic stage on this weather thing. And it's all based on a lie. All based on a lie, and even church friends now. You know, Moon, you got to admit it's more than it used to be. No, it's not. Not even close. When I was 10 years old, that's 53 years ago. We played outside. Everything wasn't concrete. Some cars didn't even have air conditioners. I ran into so many people, said, we didn't have an air conditioner. So I was later in my life. We are so used to having cold air on us in a car, in a house, in a building. We think it's hotter. We got more concrete now than we had 50 years ago. So the argument of it being warmer, it's all bunk. The whole thing is a lie based on a lie from hell. So many people are buying into the biggest. Hey, give me an example, too. So I pick up the paper today. Colorado State University is now predicting that 2024 season would be even worse than we thought. Why? Because we had a hurricane come through already. It's July. This is not unprecedented. We've had July hurricanes many, many times. They're always bad. I never heard nobody sit on the coast, hey, it's a hurricane. This would be nice. Why don't we sit out here and watch it? I don't recommend that. Natty. Researchers now, these experts, are predicting 2024 Atlantic hurricane will be even more active. Why? Because we had one. Now they're upping it to 25 named storms. 12 forming into hurricanes. 5 becoming major hurricanes. They're upping it. They changed the way everything's done from a technology standpoint than 50 years ago. You're not comparing apples to apples. We're not even close. Now to see it. Colorado State University experts noted forecasts come from above normal confidence. What if we don't get another one? I don't know. I have 20 of them. I don't know. They don't know either. Watch this. So I read down deep in the story. Most people don't read down deep. Over the past 9 years, Colorado State has admitted that their predictions, especially this early in the season, are not always accurate. Really? Then why you put them out? To scare people. To tell people this so people go, oh, damn, hurricane. We're going to have all these hurricanes. Who told you that? How many we had last year? None. How many had we the year before? None. Not in Louisiana. My house might be torn down by one. I get it. I understand that. If you think I'm going to jump up and down, oh, I think it's getting worse. No. I've been fortunate. Very fortunate to this point. Some people had been. Some people have hit, their homes have been hit 2 and 3 times. They just kind of laugh, though. Now, these are the experts, right? You realize they're saying that over the past few years, they've been correct 64% of the time. Well, yes. Yes. That means they were wrong a lot. This means they were wrong a lot. So it's a prediction. You know, nobody's giving me credit, and I don't know why Tyler Bridges don't do a story on me. I predicted back in March that the summer would be hot. I've been 100% right every time I made that prediction. You know, I'm 100% right that every June, July, August, and September is hot. Y'all realize I don't have a meteorologist certificate at all, and I've been predicting summer would be hot every year, and this is when the nut-nuts and the crazy cakes love it to go tell you about weather. And now our whole news station is nothing but weather. Every story is based on the weather. By the way, they predicted, you ready? Say areas within 50-mile radius of Florida are at the highest risk. Florida's going to always be at a risk because where they sit, so is Louisiana. Anyway, it's Florida goes way down. They stick way down. This is what we've gotten down to. I mean, it's just amazing. By the way, I talked a lot about the Electoral College yesterday. I don't know if it was in the second or third hour, but so you're starting to see people write about the Electoral College that don't even know what they're talking about. I don't have a problem debating the Electoral College with anybody. But I saw this analysis, Electoral College ratings shift Trump's way big time. So you look at the Electoral College, which is a brilliant, brilliant thing they did. That's why they get nervous about the Electoral College. That's why they want the popular vote. But it is the popular vote. It's popular vote state to state. Always been. Somebody said, Moon, you know why it's hot on us now than we were when we were kids? By the way, this right here is brilliant. This is right. This is right on the Monday. And the person from Monroe that sent this is right. So you get old and you say, boy, it's hotter than it was when we were kids. Somebody wrote this, and this is right on the Monday. You ready? This sums it up. We have more fat on us now. We're not nearly in shape. We're not out there like little kids playing it all the time. You can't. Walker, my last child, we lived up in Murnau and Sturton. You never came inside. You played outside the whole time. You played ball and stuff, too. Forget that. I'm talking about as a kid. You remember, we used to say, everybody was into Nintendo and all this. Not ours. Look at him. He's out there playing, roaming the neighborhood. I got another one right here. But the person that just said that's brilliant. As we get older, we get heavier. It probably feels that way. Yeah. Somebody said Dr. Gray from Colorado State University used to be in charge of that. I don't think he was a climate change lunatic, but he's passed away, so who knows who took it over. Gentlemen, our young men. I know. A lot of these people. Man, it just blows my mind. All of a sudden now, we had a hurricane. Okay, we had a hurricane. And we had a hurricane. They call them was early, but we know we had them in June and July before. But, man, the sensitivity of what they're trying to put on us is working. It's really working. Let's see. When I was graduated high school, I was 175. I'm 240. This person is exactly right. When I was in high school, that means when I was a little kid, I was not near 175. I was like 180 and 90, and we played outside. We didn't even think about the heat. But the younger people that have grown up today, all they think about is air conditioning. All right, let's take a phone call real quick. By the way, Scott McKagan's going to join me as well at 10:30. Let's go to Norman. Norman, how you doing?
Moon, real quick. First of all, let's go back to hurricanes a little bit. When I was a little kid and I would serve mass at 6 o'clock, I'd come home to the house, and until I got married, that was the time picayune on the front porch, and it was a newspaper in those days.
Mm-hmm.
If that was a hurricane, they had the coordinates: this many north, this many west. They don't do that anymore. I wonder why that is.
Don't know.
Second of all, because they don't want people to know. I'm thinking to myself, that was one in the middle of the Atlantic. Nobody knew it was there. It wasn't counted. Now we got to count a whole bunch of them.
Man, let me tell you something. When a rainstorm comes out of Africa, it's counted. You don't see how excited they get watching the weather, how excited they are? Even the news has become the weather. They're so excited about it. And they come up with 50 different angles.
Hurricane Moon, let me put it to you this way. Hurricane season is an excuse for weathermen to have orgasms.
Yep. I think it's exactly what they're having, Norman. Even the news people are having. They are so excited. Then they get to tell us how hot it is. People that I know, friends of mine, they think it's hotter now than it was, but a person made a good point. How much more weight you got on you, Norman, do you have now than you had when you was 15? You may not have any.
About 100 pounds.
Don't you think it's going to feel a little warmer to you? You're a little bit more insulated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a little bit more insulated than you used to be.
Yeah.
It's such a lie, Norman, but everybody's buying into it. Even people I think know better.
Yeah, but a third of my life, Moon, we didn't have air conditioning, and I never knew the difference.
Yeah, how did you live? It wouldn't climate change back then? By the way, I read a thing the other day. Highest temperatures per state. I went through the whole 50 states. 90% plus were in the 30s. 90%. Yeah. So when did that tell me about the 30s? The 30s must have been hot. When was the Dust Bowl?
30s.
Yeah, probably. Boy, I tell you what, glad these people weren't living in. Woo! Woo! Anyway, I got to go, Norman. Let me go. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
By the way, in case you're interested, folks, I'm sitting in an air-conditioned studio. When I leave, I'm going to get my air-conditioned truck, and I'm going to go to an air-conditioned restaurant and eat. Then I'm gonna make a couple sales calls, and if I work out, I'm going to air-conditioned gym. Before the end of the day, I'm going to my air-conditioned house. You know, yesterday when I got on Weed Eater Walker, it was hot because I was outside. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Taxes.
Ew. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day to be with you. 844-766-6607. Scott McKay will join us. Dealing with the abortion issue. He wrote a great article on it. Somebody said, Moon, I'm 60 years old. I remember when our church had nothing but an Attic fan and moved there. Also, thanks for calling me brilliant. Come tell my wife that. No, I'm not going to touch that, folks. I've never been called that, so I don't worry about stuff like that. Somebody else writes, I grew up with heat, and it is just hot. I do not handle it like I used to. 51 years old. 51 years old says, let's say, pay someone to cut the yard, stay in AC. You know, that's what's happening, but you see, the process of, oh, no, that's not what's happening. It's all, it's none of that's true, folks. You know, and I'm not wrong on this. I'll go to my grave knowing I'm not wrong on this. But you people that are buying into it, I will never understand why somebody buys into ignorance. If you want to say it's hot, I could have told you that. In the summer, it's always hot. Somebody else wrote, I got to thinking, I've never heard them say, we'll have a light hurricane season this year. It's always more and bigger and worse than the year before. Bingo! Diane, you're right. It's always worse. They already said record heat, record. I thought we heard that last year. They loved last year. They loved the fact that we had a drought and it was hot. Man, did they eat it up. We didn't have any hurricanes either. Each year predicts more hurricanes than the year before. We should be having about 1 billion storms a year by now. And Diane, you're right. It's all more. You watch the TV. I know what I'm watching. Everything is worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and hot and hot and hot. Anyway. All right, let's go. John on the road. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Moon. I just saw this curiosity about these temperature issues that I've been kind of thinking about and seeing the people that don't understand that the only people that are hollering about are people getting money to study it. That's why they keep it going. I pulled some numbers back from one of the weather sites on the hottest temperatures in Baton Rouge recently, and I found that the hottest temperature in the last, say, 100 years was 108 degrees, which was on August the 20th of 1909. In 2000, it was 105. In 2007, it was 104. In 2000, it was 104. 1954 was 103. So that's the fluctuation I'm seeing from the last almost 100 years. And it's and I grew up in the country, Evangeline Parish, and it was hot. But you didn't. I think what you just said, we're accustomed to air conditioning more, so we notice it when we're not in it. And I'm what I do is outside. I deal with agriculture farmers and contractors. So I'm out in it every day. And they realize it, and I do too, that when you're outside, you're not used to that. We're getting more used to the air conditioning.
John.
And that's why I think
John,
they
know this. They play into people's emotions. I had people every now and then running to me. You got to admit, it probably was hotter when we were younger. What? Where do you get that from? And the lady just made a good point. Well, we're all heavier. I don't know what you weighed when you were 10 and 15, but I know about what I weighed. But it don't, the reason, and look, if you hear about that, I had a sunstroke or something, that can happen. But that can happen anytime. That could be lack of water, I'm sick, whatever. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm still out there. Yesterday I went out there and it was about 20 minutes of weed eating my house. And guess what? I had to peel my shirt off. I had to peel my shirt off last year, the year before, and 20 years ago and 30 years ago. It's just the way it is.
Yes, sir.
And you know, I like to fish. I don't hunt, I don't play golf, but I like to fish. But this time of year, when I go fishing, I'm not thinking what the weather's going to do. Now, I'm not going out there with lightning and thunder shower. I'm not doing that. But other than that, wind, rain, heat, if I want to go fishing, I'm going, well, it's too hot out there. Don't go. But don't tell me it's hotter now than it was 20, 30, 50, 100 years ago, because that's a lie.
Well, I think the numbers I pulled from this site were, the Baton Rouge temperatures. Yeah. That's what I was looking at. And if I go from 1909 and 108 to 1954 to 103, and then the hottest one I think that I found was in 2007, it was 104. I don't have any data since then, but I haven't seen any temperature readings that say we're breaking records every day. If we were breaking records every year, that's a different story, but we're not.
Let me tell you something. And if you watch the news and the weather, that's all they say. New record, 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 record. They just make up stuff as they go. Unfortunately, some people buy it. Hey, John, I got to go, man. Great call. Thank you so much.
They want our tax money.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Money. We'll be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Hey folks, it's Joe, and you have heard me talk several times about my time in the classroom here in Lafayette Parish being a teacher, and throughout those years had come across students who had been experiencing or had experienced homelessness. And I'm here with David Owens of Gifting Grace Project to talk a little bit about the work they do assisting kids in Lafayette who are experiencing the same thing.
That's right, Joe. The Gifting Grace Project is Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, and we are proud to be the outreach for these children in Acadiana, providing them with backpacks with school supplies, hygiene products, meal vouchers, and more. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to help us out and make a difference today. Or you can text GGP to 53555 and get more information that way and make your donation as well.
Folks, there's nothing more important than helping our most vulnerable, our kids. They are the future, and we need to do everything we can for them. And that's why David and I are here today asking you to support Gifting Grace Project.
Get involved today. Thank you.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, you all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Scott McKay of the Hayride is with us. Also writes a lot for the American Spectator and does stuff with them. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I would tell you hard work and dedication, but you know me. So you're not going to believe either one, probably. So
Those are overrated, right?
The hard work is the dedication. I have no choice, but the hard work is overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott, great piece. Denied abortion doesn't matter who the Dems nominate. Republicans play a smart game on the issue. Let's talk about what you wrote about, because it's always a hefty topic when it comes around election season.
Well, okay, and let's frame this first. Moon, I think you and I are about as pro-life as you can get, okay? So the question is not whether, you know, we're committed to that cause or not. The question is how you go about getting where you want to go, right? I mean, is that fair?
Yep, yep.
Okay, so the Republican Party's platform that I guess was voted on yesterday by the, I don't know if it's the executive committee or whatever, and then on Monday when the convention starts, it'll be voted on by all of the delegates, and it's going to pass. That platform has language on abortion that essentially says, look, we're a pro-life party, but this is now a state issue because of the Dobbs decision. You know, and essentially consult with your state's GOP, and they'll give you, you know, the party's directive on abortion. Mm-hmm. This was smart. You know, we call her, the GOP is known as the stupid party, and not without reason, but this actually was a pretty good way to go. And I know there are people out there that are not all that excited about it. Like, I got a press release from Lila Rose, who called it a big disappointment. I know Gene Mills had something where, you know, he said it was kind of a walk back. But the thing of it is, the Democrats are going to run on abortion this fall because they have nothing else.
Nothing.
I mean, they have nothing else. They can't run on Bidenomics. They can't run on foreign policy. They can't run on the border. They can't run on crime. They have absolutely nothing. I mean, their big thing is, oh, crime is way down. And it's like, yeah, because nobody reports their car theft to the cops anymore. They just report it to the insurance company. Right. It's a question of, do people in big cities even bother reporting crime? Like, if you get mugged, do you call a cop anymore? No, you just, you know, you cancel your credit cards and thank God you didn't get killed.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is. Like, oh, muggings are down. And it's like, no, they're not. But this is like how they would run on that. You're trying to run on telling people that things are good when they know that they're not, because in their own personal lives, they have evidence that they're not. So, you know, and all of their big issues don't move votes. They can't run on climate change. You can just go through the entire gamut of things, and they have nothing to run on. So if you want to win, not just at the presidential level, but down the ballot, which is shortly going to become where the real focus of this is how many Senate seats can the GOP take away from the Democrats? And, you know, can you, number one, hold the majority in the House, and two, try to expand it so that Johnson has a little bit of breathing room and doesn't have to get every single member of his caucus to vote for every single bill? If you can achieve those things, you might actually really have something come January. The whole point is the Democrats have no natural oxygen on any issue at all. The only thing you can do is give them oxygen by making political mistakes. And right now, the biggest mistake you can make is to give them oxygen on abortion, which is the one thing that actually does turn their people out.
Yeah, it's I understand why people are upset by, and by the way, let me ask you a question before I say that. Is this the Republican platform or is this the Trump platform? Because I read both things. I think it was
in this
Trump.
Case, they're one and the same.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
Trump is driving this.
Yeah.
And this is his people. I mean, and he's kind of been on this kick for a while. And initially I wasn't crazy about all this because if you'll remember, and this is, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, Tudor Dixon, who ran against Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan in 2022 and lost, gave a good a good run, but you know she ended up doing worse than the polls indicated that she was going to do. I mean, the polls indicated she was within a point, and she ended up getting beat like 53-47. And Dixon went around because she, you know, like they're grooming her to be, you know, one of these next, you know, iHeart podcast sensations and so forth. And she's gone around and said, you know, the GOP's got to get off of abortion because when she ran against Whitmer, they put an abortion thing on the ballot in Michigan, and it turned out all the Democrats. And that was the reason that she thought she was in striking distance and ended up not being in striking distance in 2022. And so the narrative is, you know, the Republicans can't win on abortion. I don't agree with that, but in this specific case, like you're going to win this election because the other side's got nothing. So like what you want to do is demoralize their people. And you have a great narrative, which is, look, we won our victory on abortion. We got the Dobbs decision done because of Trump's justices. It took the issue back to the states. We're very confident that red state abortion policy is going to play much better than blue state abortion policy, which is baby killing.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately we're going to attain enough power to be able to do this the way we want to do it. But to go out and try to pass some federal ban on abortion when you don't have a consensus on the issue, like that's an overreach that we know doesn't work. And the reason we know it doesn't work, and you'll remember this, Moon, a month maybe after Dobbs passed, I didn't even think it was a month, it was like 2 weeks, Lindsey Graham, who is like Mr. Poison Pill from the Republicans in the Senate, goes in front of a bank of microphones and says, hey, I'm bringing a 15-week national, you know, federal abortion ban, okay? And that was a bill that had absolutely no chance whatsoever of passing, but he brought it, and when he did, it juiced up all the fundraising and got all the Democrats riled up about how the Republicans were going to come and take your abortion away. And it ended up actually staving off a big chunk of what everybody thought was going to be a red wave election in House and Senate races in 22. So we already know that this actually does work for them. And so the issue on, from a pro-life standpoint, the issue on abortion is actually, it's a governance issue. It's things you can do that don't have anything to do with an election. The electoral piece, you know, you probably do more harm than good by taking this, you know, flaming absolutist position on abortion electorally. And I said this in the American Spectator piece I wrote, the most important thing that you need to do from a governance standpoint at the federal level where abortion is concerned is you need to make sure that not a single federal dime goes to Planned Parenthood out of any of the pots of federal money that there are. They get $60 million a year in Title IX money from the feds. And just one of their PACs turned around $24 million to Democrats in the 2022 cycle. Okay?
Yeah.
So, like, you're funding the enemy.
Yeah, if you win, you can stop that money going to that.
Exactly. Like, that's, to me, I'm much more interested in killing all of the money that goes to Planned Parenthood than I am, you know, having a bunch of politicians beat their chest about how pro-life they are. I don't care. Like, I've already heard all the rhetoric. What I want is governance, okay? Yep. Go win elections so that you have the majorities and then keep faith with your voters who knew all along what you were going to do. Okay. Like, that's the way the Republican Party in over the past, however much time you want to go, is the opposite, which is we talk a lot and then we don't do anything. Yeah. Right. And so the talking a lot mobilizes the other side and then you don't do anything. So you demoralize your side. I want to demoralize Democrats and, you know, excite Republicans based on the fact that they got what they voted for. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, going and killing the funding for Planned Parenthood and moving all of that money to care pregnancy centers. Yeah. That pro-life people run, who are Republicans and are our people, like that's the game.
The way,
that's why
the way,
you should be here.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it, but do it when it's said and done. Let me take a break. Scott McKay, American Spectator article. Just find it really interesting. Scott's angle. We'll be right back. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black-eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest-growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. Smooth Graffoma. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. 844-766-6607. Always got more when you get a day. It's great to be alive, folks. All right. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Scott McKay. Of course, he's everybody knows him with the Hayride, but Scott does a lot of national stuff, does a podcast. And American Spectator is one of the places that he does write. This article this time is dealing with the left, dealing with abortion. Hey, Scott. Just reading the article and looking at the article, because, you know, once again, I know you're right, pro-life, and Gene Mills is a friend of ours, and all the people that are fighting for life, they don't want abortions anyway, and I don't either.
Yeah.
I think the angle, and I want to make sure that I'm on the same page with you, the angle is it's a shame that a party's that evil they're going to run on killing babies and could win. It's a shame. It's a shame anybody would buy into it. But that's it, and you are right. They have nothing they can run on. They have nothing they can run on, but yet people are going to vote for them. And so what you're saying is, look, don't give them this victory, because where we are right now is states have rights. We won that because of Donald Trump. We won it because of the people that he put in there. We got a big victory year before last, whenever it was, and we should take advantage of that victory during an election year. Understand, you can do what you want once you win, but if you don't win, you can't do anything.
Well, the thing you got to consider, the framework you want to consider this in, is it's a ratchet, right? The left has been, especially on cultural issues, is like a perfect example. They've been turning the ratchet again and again and again. You went from, you know, whether it was contraception to no-fault divorce to, you know, gay marriage, and now it's transgenderism, and the next thing is probably going to normalize pedophilia, like the whole, you know, the whole bit. It's all a ratchet. They turn the ratchet, and then they wait, and then they turn the ratchet again. And the way you defeat that is to run a ratchet on your own. Get people used to the idea that abortion is a state issue rather than fighting it out nationally. The thing about abortion being a state issue rather than a big national issue, you can definitely raise a whole lot of money making it a national issue, but at the state level, you know, you can reach consensus a lot easier among people in, say, Louisiana. And the problem with making these things national issues is that New York and California money will ultimately end up affecting Louisiana much more than Louisiana can affect New York and California. We're never going to have the kind of sway, although we're kind of in an interesting moment, being as though the speaker and the majority leader in the House are both from Louisiana. Generally speaking, you know, we're just never going to have the influence to get national debates done over the heads of the New Yorks and Californias and some of these other places. What's important is to have the 10th Amendment actually means something, and to have a degree of federalism so that Louisiana values can govern in Louisiana. We've accomplished that on the abortion issue with Dobbs, and actually it will permeate into other issues as well that are going to be beneficial for us. But if you want to ultimately win the abortion issue, it's a cultural thing. The left owns the cultural institutions that have changed their messaging from, if you remember the back in the Clinton days, you know, the watchword on abortion for them was that it needed to be safe, legal, and rare. And now it's shout your abortion. Okay, that's because the left controls the cultural institutions that generate the messaging that goes out to people. And I could drag this thing off into a little different direction, but, you know, and you and I have talked about this, Moon, there are four numbers that are absolutely dispositive in American life right now as it relates to politics, culture, economics, the whole bit. And it is that married men are R plus 20, meaning they're 60-40 Republican. Married women are R plus 14. Single men are R plus 7. And unmarried women, single women, are D plus 37. Okay? And everything that the cultural and political left does is intended to keep single women single, because there's a 51-point delta between single women and married women. And so they want to keep as many women single as possible, and abortion's the linchpin of that. If you can tamp the attention on the issue down, you can make a dent in that number, and you can put the Democrats in a political hammerlock. And in this election cycle, that's the game. Because we are in such a terrible position nationally, we cannot afford for this Obama machine that's governing this thing to continue governing this country any longer. That power has to be broken, and it's more important than any one issue.
Yeah, well, it's their only issue. I think you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
But can you imagine your party and your biggest issue is killing babies? Could you, I mean, that's it. Just think about what I just said. How evil is that?
Well, I can go you one better. You know what Planned Parenthood's other big business model is? Giving puberty blockers to kids.
Yeah, that'd be right. That would rank right there with it. Yeah, that'd rank right there with it.
I mean, as awful as abortion is, I mean, I would say that, you know, this whole transgender movement that these people are pushing, largely against the wishes of the parents in most cases.
Pretty sick.
You can't get any more disgusting than that either. I mean, like, this is the most pestilential organization on the planet, and they're catching your tax dollars.
Think about
it,
though.
Stop to that.
You said it earlier. If you defunded all that, could you imagine the change that would make? in a positive direction if we could just win and defund it, defund every penny of it? I mean, that would be so. Do you talk about crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth? These people would be nutting up like you've never seen, which would be a good thing. Let them nut up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they'll get unhinged and the rest of the country doesn't want to have anything to do with them. But the other thing is when you free that money up because you're not spending it on the enemy, you can then use it to fund your friends, right? And what could you do with that money? Well, you know, you could pour it into adoptions, right, which are underfunded. I mean, like, you know, we do a terrible job of providing resources to get, you know, kids into good homes where possible. You could do that. You can do care pregnancy centers. You know, from a societal standpoint, we are well below replacement when it comes to our birth rate.
Yep.
And the easiest way to fix that is to turn abortions into live births and get those kids into homes that are loving. If you could do that, you will go a long way toward fixing a lot of, you know, demographic and generational problems in terms of we're not going to have enough taxpayers down the line to pay for Social Security and Medicare and all these other things. So, you know, like this needs to be done. And you got to think about this stuff in a long view because that's how the left has turned this country into what it is right now. It's all been a long range view with a ratchet. And so I think conservatives and Republicans have got to think of things in the same way and act in the same way.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable situation right now. But, man, the way things are trending, I just pray to God that it will keep trending and then become reality. It needs to become reality.
It's like Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. It's bad manners.
Even Carville's calling Biden. He said Biden stays in a race. Dems are making an idiotic choice. What, Carville, you've been for idiotic choices all your life. He knows an idiotic choice when he sees one. No doubt about it. All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. God bless.
See you soon, Moon.
All right, another hour to go. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.